differentiate, I assume I'm not going to differentiate until you give me a svara. And then secondly, he says, not only do I not know your svara to differentiate, but atu shvur lav mamonu dezimi lohoi l'shvuri kevamona. Shvur really is mamon. Like, if he doesn't want to swear, he's going to have to pay. Right? So shvur really is a chi of mamon. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay. So what do you mean you say left to be mamon, not shvur? Shvur is just a chi of mamon. And therefore, he says, "Mashamim for shomri kamigu akur for zinel to migu dazavi." You think shvur to shomim? The reason no migu is because no migu left over shvur. No, it's because no migu dazav. Same as by motor mitzas. You think the reason is no migu is, as he says, it's proof of motor mitzas because you don't say migu left over shvur. No, I think that was Rabba's question why there's no migu because you could say migu left over shvur just as no migu dazav. Okay, and that's exact. And that's what he says. Motor mitzas also migu dazav. Shvur to shomer is migu dazav and. They're reading something about Ayecha, he's not sure what he meant by that, so, done. Okay, so what's the svara of the Rambam and the Rimigash Taka? What's the svara of the Rambam and the Rimigash? Why do they think that there's a difference between Shvua and Mamon? Okay, anyone, what's the svara of the Rimigash? What's the svara of the Rimigash and the Rambam? Taka, why? If migu works, then migu works. If migu's daraisa, it works, right? We ever see anything else that patters from mamon and doesn't patter from shua? I can't think of anything offhand. So what's the svara? Yeah, no, mechadish. It's on Koreshit. Josh. Matter of fact, you have many options to choose from.
Right. One of them is that he specifically wants to take a shua.
Aha, that's the shach. Oh, it's really not the shach. The shach's just quoting the levush. Right, even though Shach doesn't often agree with the Lavash on controversial points, but here that's the Ayin Shin. Ayin Shin again sometimes gets a little confusing. People call different names in different Svarim. Ayin Shin doesn't mean, especially Ayin Shin. If it was up to me, if I could go back to when they first wrote the Shulchan Aruch, I would outlaw abbreviating Ayin Shin because people think it means Ayin Shon. But Ayin Shin is the Ir Shushan, the Lavash, or Mordechai Yaffa, Baal HaLavushim, who's one of the early Achronim. Since his name was Mordechai, so he named his sefer, right? The Mordechai Yitzchak of Melech Bilvush, right? That's why he called sefer the Levushim. But he named each one a separate one. He said Levush Malchus, Utchilas Bechor, Vateres Zahav, Vesachrich Butz V'Argaman, V'Ir Shushan Salam Samecha. So Levush Malchus in the beginning of Baruch Hayim, and the Levush Utchilas Bechor is on the end of Baruch Hayim, and the Levush Vateres Zahav, as you know, and the Shach quotes it all the time, is on Yerudea. Taku is where Gomen is Ebenezer, Ezer, and the Lavush Ir Shushan is, that's just what they call nowadays the Lavush, on Chush and Mishpat. And then in the next Pasuk, you already got a little broader, like Yehudim Haisa Ora, Besimcha, Sasim Yikar. I don't remember every Sefer you wrote, the Lavush Ora is maybe the one on commentary in Rashi LaTorah, the super commentary in Rashi LaTorah, and then he has some on Hashkafa and other things. Okay. Anyway, so the Shach just endorses the Lavush. And the svara is, it's a funny svara, but the Lavush and the Shach say that they give a psychological svara. They give a psychological svara. What's the psychological svara? I must admit, I'm not so convinced of it, but Beseder, their psychological svara is, what's the point of migu? The point of migu is, right? You must be telling the truth, because if you were a liar, you would have said the better taina. So what does it mean, migu lafkur mishvua? Believe me, because if I was a liar, I would have said the taina that patered me from a shvua, right? I have two tainas. Let's say, modem mitzvah for a kol, right? Or a shomer, right? I have two tainas, nensu and echzarti. If I was a liar, and again, Ram doesn't care about haza, right? If I was a liar, I would have said echzarti patered from the shvua. So therefore, that proves I'm a truth teller. Says the Shach Lavush, no! What you think liars try to get out of shvuas? No, liars love taking shvuas. Why? Because if I'm lying, what do I want? Right? I'm lying. So again, this is making some assumptions about psychology and chashid. Let's say I'm lying. I don't care about God. Right? I don't really care or that all my actions are being written down in a sefer up in Shemayim. I'm lying. But what I do care is I want to convince people that I'm telling the truth. Right? I'm not a lunatic. I'm just a evil person. Right? So I want to lie. I want to lie successfully. A liar wants to lie successfully. So how do I lie successfully? I just come into bed and say whatever then, okay, I'll walk out of Bez and half the people think I'm telling the truth, half the people think I'm lying, there will go my reputation, people won't trust me anymore, I won't have the opportunity to steal from other victims. So I'm very happy if I lie to take a shvua, to be chayi shvua, because then I'll swear falsely as well. And once I swear falsely, all these gullible people out there will say, ah, he swore, he must be telling the truth, because these gullible religious believers think that anyone who uses God's name is telling the truth. And therefore, I'll fool them all and I'll be a successful liar. So the shach is, that's psychology. If I'm lying, would I rather not have to take a shvua so I don't burn in hell? God, I only burn a little hell instead of a big hell. Or, no, would I rather take a shvua, because that way I'll convince everyone I'm telling the truth and I'll be a successful liar. So, I don't know, we seem to paskin chashed amona lo chashed ashvua asa. I would have thought that an average person might be willing to lie, but is afraid of lo sis Hashem Hashem al-kach l'sham. Again, I mean an average secular person in the 21st century, where this is all, an average person in the time of Chazal.
That's the reason for the shvua.
Which, that's what you would have thought, correct. But anyway, that's a psychological assumption. Psychological assumption is a liar, especially a lawyer, prefers to swear. Especially if the guy's going into court, he's saying nensu. They say swear. He says but I have amigo of hefzarti. The stomach of the guy doesn't want to swear. Shach says no. Originally, the guy really wanted to swear. That's a psychological assumption. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. It seems to go against everything we know about the culture and the time of Shas. Again, don't give me 20th century, 21st century people, where we live in an atheistic society, and even someone who's like, a shtickl goes to Reform Temple on Yom Kippur still isn't a real believer. We're talking about 2,000 years ago, when Shem Hashem was taken very seriously by good people, by not so good people, by moral people, by immoral people. Where we paskin chashem mona lo chashem shvua asa, although I know that's controversial in Rashi and Tosfos, but at least the Rambam seems to paskin chashem mona lo chashem shvua asa, seems to. Anyway, that's the lashon hashach to make a psychological assumption. Maybe they're right that a liar really would want to swear, and if a liar prefers to swear, then there's no migo. The whole basis of migo is if I was a liar, I would have said the better taina. No, if there's a kind of win money and lose money, a lawyer would have said the better time and won money. There's a time to be chayiv shua and patur from shua, the lawyer would have said the worst time and be chayiv shua, so that he could be a more convincing lawyer. All right, could be. I apologize, I realized actually when I read the shach that he didn't clarify it as much as in the original Levush. But that's what it means.
If we're making him take a shua, because he wants to take a shua, then it's not going to be...
Exactly, that's my problem with the shach. Meaning, the stomach of the guy doesn't want to take a shua now, otherwise why are we having this discussion in Bez Din? So, you have to say, well, maybe he originally wants to take a shvua and he just changed his mind. It's a little dachah. What do you say here?
In the Levush, you made it seem this is all going on before we even bring him in. Meaning, because the entire point of the Migo is it's an argument.
Correct.
About
meaning, it could also be that we don't know what he said, we're right. Discussing theoretically. Okay, now let's go to the Sma. What does the Sma say?
Limited it. Because I'll limit it.
The Sma says there's a fundamental chiluk. It's not a matter of psychology, it's a matter of din. Right? That Migu paters from Mammon and not from Shvua. Why? Who made this decision according to the Sma? What? The Rabbana. The Rabbana made this. Why did the Rabbana decide Migu kapater from Mammon and not Shvua? Why did the Rabbana decide Migu kapater from Mammon and not Shvua? What? Correct, although he doesn't use that word.
But again, he implies that the whole thing is Nerubana, so...
Right, so he says, right, Kasha, what's his Lashon? Oh, sorry, wrong page. The Sma says, Lo Ratzu Chazal Lefot Ro Mishua Mikoach Amigu. Here. That goes to us, Mom Nikil Lomer Migu. Ki Kasha Lohotzi Mom Yad Bailov. It's hard to take away money. They're reluctant to take away money. They don't mind being Mashbiya, but they're reluctant to take away money. Now, what does the Shah say back to the Sma? The Shah says back to the Sma, it says, Eino nachon, da migu, da oraisa hu. Migu's da oraisa. What does the shach understand what the Sma meant? So maybe what the Sma meant was that migu is a takana de Rabbanan. And once it's a takana de Rabbanan, you could say, look, they're attacking in Mamon because they're more concerned to not be multi Mamon improperly. They weren't attacking in Shvua. They weren't as concerned to not be motzi shvua improperly, right? Now again, this is also a philosophical debate. What's worse, to take money away from someone unjustifiably or to make a shvua unjustifiably? You could say both ways, Opiashkov, but it's reasonable to say, even though we don't like people to take shavuos for no reason. After all, there are many Rishonim who hold that it's a mitzvah to take a shavuah as long as you're telling the truth, so maybe it's really not bad, because we trust people in shavuahs, and maybe the guy won't take a shavuah in the end. And lemaisa, making someone take a shavuah for no reason is not the end of the world. Making someone give up money for no reason is terrible. That's perversion of justice. That's, then Yishai is going to start complaining about your dayanus and tell you you're going to have a korban. So, so maybe Migat become Rabbanan and Seder. Tiknu Liftor Mi Mamon Kikashe Lahotzi Mamon Velo Tiknu Liftor Mi Shmua. Okay, if you take him on the simplest level, and the Shach says, what are you talking about? Migus the Rice, that's ridiculous. This would be a big Kiddush, that Migus the Kanan Rabbanan. Be tremendous Kiddush, that Migus the Kanan Rabbanan. But if Migus the Kanan Rabbanan, so Beseder, B'chiyah Gavim Tiknu, B'chiyah Gavim Lo Tiknu. We know the way the Kanan Rabbanan works. Sometimes we were talking in this case, and not in that case. And oh, why don't we extend it to that case? Because they weren't talking in that case, because it didn't seem so urgent to them at the time. But that's a very, very big Kiddush. I'm not convinced that that's what the Sma meant, that Migu is Takana Drabana Mishay Gam the Tiknu, Mishay Gam the Low Tiknu. What he might have meant is that in all of these, you read all of Babansi and Baba Basra. How many psukkim are there for everything in Babansi and Baba Basra? There's a pasuk, Pitzedek, Tishpot, Misecha. It's a pasuk, you have to judge, and the Rabbanan have to use their logic, their common sense, or their Torah informed sense to figure out how to judge truthfully, how to judge properly. So I don't think this mass means the kind of Rabbanan. This mass meant, like everything else in the Torah, Chazakin and Torah Chesud Mafsida. Where does it say that in the Chumash? The answer is the Chumash tells Chazal to try to figure out how to judge accurately, and they figure out how to judge accurately using the principles of halacha. Everything in, almost everything in, Torah Minitan and Tainas is a matter of, not the Chazal made a takana, that Chazal sat down and tried to figure out how to apply the principles in each case. So it's not, I'm not at all convinced that the Shach is a proper accusation against the Sma. The Shach says, Migus Doraisa. I mean, that's the first half of his accusation, at least. And the Sma had also meant Migus Doraisa. What he meant was not that it's the Kanad Rabbana. He meant that Migus Doraisa, but when Chazal sat down to formulate the power of Migu, they realized logically that it should pat you from Mamon, because it's Kasha Lohotzi Mamon, but it shouldn't pat you from Shvua, because it's Kal L'chayev Shvua. So I'm not so convinced. He admits Migus Doraisa, right? He admits Migus Doraisa. Just, the Shach says, if Migus Doraisa, how could it pat you from Mamon and not pat you from Shvua? So what's his answer in two words, Yosef? How could it pat you from Mamon and not Shvua? Exactly. What's the rule of Mamon? Hamotzi mechavero. All of haraya. What does raya mean? Does raya mean like a regular raya, like maybe we'll have a rove or something, right? Lav dafka, right? Okay. It's a big machlok is what the gemara means. But emotzi and mamon alpi rove. You need a strong raya to be motzi mamon. So what does migo mean? Migo means again the motzi is not bringing the migo. The defense, the defendants bring the migo. What migo means then? What he's saying? Migo is not 100% proof. Migu is not a birur gomer. It's not a raya gemura. Migu is not a total raya. Migu is not a total raya. Migu is a suffix. Maybe migu is like a beginner suffix or something. Migu is not a total proof. Right? So, if I'm the defendant, I have a migu on my side, what do I say? I say, look, you think you have a good case against me? I have a migu on my side. That at least makes it 50-50. You can't be multi-moment off of me. Right? Migu is enough to cast a suffix. And therefore, we can't be motzi mamon when I have something on my side that makes us the suffix. You think you have a 100% case against me, motzi mamon. What do you mean? I have a migo on my side. You don't have a 100% case. You only have an 80% case, a 70% case. It's not enough to be motzi mamon. To be motzi mamon, you need batos, all of haraya. And if I have a migo, then you don't have a raya. But to be chayiv shvua, right, I think that's what he's saying. To be motzi mamon, you need a raya gemura, and migu neutralizes the raya. But to be mechayev a shvuah, do I need a raya gemura that you're wrong to be mechayev your shvuah? Right? Do I need to prove you're wrong to be mechayev a shvuah? No, if I proved you were wrong, you'd be chayev mamon. What do I need to be mechayev your shvuah? What? L'chora, I need a suffix. What kind of suffix? What they call a suffix in the belt? Like, it could be you owe me money. Is that enough of a suffix? No, I need a strong suffix. Let's call it in the lashon of some of the Rishonim later on Daf Dada, or a glein l'davar suffix maybe, right? I need a strong suffix. So, l'chayev shvua, I need, let's say we're glein l'davar. It's a nice phrase that some of the Rishonim use. To be mechayev shvua, I don't need to prove bevadeh that you're wrong. I need to prove there's suspicion that you're wrong. I need to prove there's grounds to think you're wrong. Now, migu, you could say, again, this is reminiscent of something you said by Yerecha before, that you need a reglaim l'davar suffik. Excuse my Hebrew. Migu does not even if the nitva has a migu, there's still a suffix. Then even if then, what does a migu do? A migu is enough to cast a suffix. It's not enough to prove bevadai. A migu is only enough to cast a suffix. If a migu is enough to cast a suffix, then if you want me to be chayiv mamon, I say I have a migu, I'm not chayiv mamon. What do you mean? I cast suffix on your taiga. But if you want to be chayiv mishvua, all you need is a decent suffix. Again, not any suffix. It could be. It could be space aliens landed next door. You know? But you need like a reasonable suffix. Even if I have a migu, migu's not a vadai, migu's a suffix, and there's still a suffix, and I'm still chayiv mishvua. And I think that's what the Sma is trying to say. If he's not saying to kind of draw banan. You know, that's the better way to understand the Sma. That migu casts the suffix. That's what he's saying. Right? Migo cast a suffix. It's not a vadai. Migu doesn't mean, what do you mean? If he was a liar, I would have said that, therefore for sure I'm telling the truth. No, migu means, you know what? He doesn't look like such a liar, because like maybe if he was a liar, he would have said the other time, no? It seems after he's telling the truth. So if you want to sue me for money, you need a raya. If it's after I'm telling the truth, you don't have a raya. If you want to sue me and be mechayev me a shvua, then all you need to do is cast a serious doubt on me. After I'm telling the truth, but still be a serious doubt, I might be lying. Right? It's not a biur gomer. It's a biur suffix. Therefore, it's very pasha that migu shapatzel from mamon, not from shvua, because a suffix is mechayev shvua, but a suffix cannot be mechayev mamon. And that's the shach's objection to the Sma, as he says. The imhek came to tzarech loma shatorah hikilu b'mamon v'lo b'shvua v'zedocha. If you're going to say the Torah is mekel mamon and not shvua, that's very dachuk. Maybe it's not so dachuk. Of course, the Torah is making a mamon shvuah. You need two eidim to be chayiv mamon. You don't need two eidim to be chayiv shvuah. What's the point? You need 100% evidence on your side to be chayiv mamon. You only need 50% on your side to be chayiv shvuah. So if I have a migu, you're not 100% anymore, so you can't be chayiv mamon. But you're still 50%. You can still be chayiv shvuah. Not so crazy. So that is, I think, a very, very nice explanation of the Sma. And if you take this derech, then it's not all that different from the Taz's explanation. What does the Taz say? What does the Taz say? Anyone? Exactly. What does the Taz say? The Taz also says along the Shchilik. The Taz says, migu is like what kind of raya? Now, what's the Taz's problem with the Sma? Of course, according to the Sma, what should it be pasha that migu can't do if it doesn't create avadai? It can't be motzi mamon. We know there's a machlok because you can say migu lahotzi. He says in Yusma, you're going to have trouble with mandavar that migu works lahotzi. This one will say, I'm going to tell you the Rambam and Rigash. So migu doesn't work lahotzi. I'm assuming migu doesn't work lahotzi. I'm only discussing the sheet of some Rishonim. And it's not really a problem for the Sma because it seems pashup shot in the Rimi Gash of the Rambam that you don't say Bidul Hotzi and it works out fine. And it works out in the Mechaber, where it's not a very strong kasha, because now I'll just say, I'm not trying to explain the Mandamer that you can say Bidul Hotzi. I'm trying to explain the Mandamer that you don't say Bidul Hotzi. But what's the Taz? It says, but the Taz compares Migu to what? What?
Rove.
To Rove, not to Rove in Mamanus. Compares Migu to Rove in Isurim. What's the rule of a Rove, regular Rove in Isurim? Is that a valid proof?
Yes. There's nothing else.
But, what's the rule?
If they're
Efshalavar. Kalei Efshalavar, Mavar, Rinan, right? Are Rove animals kosher? Yes. Do you have to check the lungs anyway? Yes, because if you can check, then you have to check. So that's what he says. He's saying Migu's a little stronger. Migu doesn't just cast Safi. Migu really is a Vadai proof, right? Says Migu, Doma the Rove. And Rove is a proof. And don't ask me, you can't be Motsi Mon Alpi Rove. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Some people say you can be Motsi Mon Alpi Rove. Some Rishonim say depends what kind of Rove, meaning it's a proof. But Heicha the Afshar Livrure Mivarabinan. If you can clarify more, you do. Then what's he assuming? What does it mean to be Chayiv Shvua? Does Chayiv Shvua mean that you lost your case? What does it mean to be Chayiv Shvua? You won your case. Migo 5 and Migo, I won my case. But why am I still Chayiv Shvua? Because if you can clarify, you should still clarify. Right? I won my case. Migu does work in all cases. If I'm Chayiv Shvua, Migu does work. It makes me win the case. However, it never hurts to get some extra clarity. No, I know, not in every case in the world we do right said you have to get extra clarity. Go for a call. Doesn't have to get extra clarity. Some cases, we don't even bother getting extra clarity because we don't even want to open a file on this case. But, that's what he says, but you're still Chayiv Shvua because Shvua is winning the case just if possible provide Bira, clarify things for us a little. You won the case. We believe you won the case because it does work. But even though you won the case, you should clarify a little. Like, if you can, you might as well provide extra clarity by making us 100% sure.
There's obviously people that, the whole Erecha and being Mechayim Mamon Shvua every day. Whether we say that they're Mechayim Mamon.
Correct. He's obviously taking one side. Exactly. Okay. This is the, these are the four Hezberim, or three and a half Hezberim that we find in the first of Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch started, I guess. Should have read the Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch starts with a very nice summary, right? Shulchan Aruch says that Shomer can't use a Migu to get out of the Shvua because we don't say Migu of Tur Mishvua. He follows the Ramban. And then Ramban says, no, following the Tos and the Rosh, we do say Migu of Tur Mishvua. Just we don't say Migu to Haz. Okay. And then they're trying to explain the Ramban. As we recall, Rav Chanan had a, not entirely different, but a more Lundish explanation of the Svar of the Rambam, not based on, again, maybe you could, it's not impossible that you could fit this into the Smah also, perhaps, but he said, if you understand, maybe Migu is not a proof at all, but it's Koach HaTaina, then what it means is that Migu is really not a proof that you're telling the truth. Migu means that if you won the case before you opened your mouth, you still have the right to win this case. But even though you have the right to win this case, you won the case as far as a chiyuv levarer, but if there's a chiyuv that you should clarify things for us, and now we don't talk about koach hatayna. Koach hatayna is for winning the case for the money. Right? So he says then, which is not all that different from the Sma and the Taz, Rav Chanan suggests. No. Chanan suggests that Koach HaTaina makes you win the case, but, and here he ends up saying with the Taz, you still have to be mevarir. Kachatani makes you win the case. You deserve the money. But if there's another din that says that you should clarify for a little, because we'd like some clarification, we just, you know, like to have some more investigation into the case, but that kachatani doesn't help.
It's only for Migadaza, though.
No, that was when he was putting, he was saying Sveidinim. It could be the Rambam.
Well, that goes back to what we were saying the other day. This is that Rabbi Chana holds Sveidinim across.
Correct. Okay, which he doesn't seem to, but it could very well be. Okay, that's the Svar of the Rambam. So basically, what's the Svar of the Rambam? The Shach gives a very interesting psychological assumption. Could be. Sma might means to cut a drabana. Could be. Or the simplest shot is to, the simplest shot is to say no. That you don't need to prove someone's Chayiv Shvua. Either, like, I think, Pashup Shad in the Sma. If I have a Migu, that creates a suffix in your proof. So you can't be multi-moment for me. But you can send them Chayiv Shvua, because suffix is Chayiv Shvua. Or you could say, like the Taz, that if I have a Migu, I win. But, that's a word of Maravina. It's still better to get some clarity here. So you have to get some clarity, and that's basically similar to where Ruchanan ends up, the way he's assuming we should explain the Rambam, that... that maybe I deserve to win the case, but it's still good to have some clarity here. Now, Migu doesn't provide clarity. Migu just provides the right to win this case. Now, we just have to ask ourselves one simple question, and then I think we're done with this, almost. What's the yisod of the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos then? What's the sort of the machlokes between them? Whether Migu pats from Shua. Now, even if you know nothing but how to parse a sentence, then how many ways are there to explain what the sort of machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos are? They could be arguing about
Migu
or
Shua.
Shua, right? They're arguing about Migu pats from Shua. Before, they're either arguing about whether Migu is good enough to pats from Shua, or they know what Migu is good enough for. They're arguing about what a Chiv Shua means. Those are the two ways to interpret the machlokas. I can't promise you which is which. Can you promise us which is which?
No, we've
always been close. I just meant general ways. So one way is to say they're arguing about Migo. If they're arguing about Migo, what could they be arguing about? So you could say, based on Rosh Hashanah, if you want to be fancy, Lamedish, what would you say? Exactly. That is Koach HaTaina. Makes you win the case, but you still have to provide Bieber, or no, this is a Bieber. Migu is a Bieber. Migu is the proof that I'm telling the truth. What do you mean I have to clarify? I have clarified. I proved I told the truth with a Migu. That's going to take the Lundish Rosh Hashanah. If you want to take, you know, based on the Lashon of the Sma and the Taz, a slightly less, you know, not quite so fancy Derech, what would you say the argument about Migu? If you don't want to say the argument about Lundish of how Migu works, then what would be the easier way? To say, right? You could say Ruach Hanan, very lumpish. Or you could say, well, further on in the Rigash, Migu is not a right in Gemura, right? Maybe it's just like a suffix, what the Sma seems to be saying, right? Or maybe it's just like a rove. And then what might Tosfos say? That Migu is a Raya Gemura. If Migu is a Raya Gemura, then of course I should be Bavar Rishua. I prove that I told the truth. Like, what do you mean, if we can be Bavar, we should? If there's a rove, we can be Bavar, we should. Let's go back to Yoredeya. Who learned Yoredeya last year? Okay. So, if what do we say about Yoredeya, right? We rely on rove. If, you know, if we couldn't check the lungs of the cow, it would be kosher. But since we can check, we should double check, because after all, we don't want to rely on rove. How many trefas are there in a cow? Could there be in a cow? One? Lungs? 18. Right? So why don't we check for the other 17 trefas?
Because it's such a miyuchin amatsoi.
Because that's not just a rove. That's a miyuchin amatsoi. That's like a badai. Right? The lungs are a rove. You know what? 70% of the time they're fine. 80% of the time they're fine. Whatever. But it's good to double check. Why only check the lungs? Maybe it's a hole in the brain. Or the membrane around the brain. Maybe it's a hole in the brain. And the answer is that's like 0.01%. Maybe it's a hole in his heart. Give me a break, that's 0.01% of the time. You don't even have to check for that. That's already vadai. So we don't mean if something's 99.9% likely, you still have to check. No, what we mean is if it's a robe, but not such a strong robe, then you have to double check. That's the general principle in halacha. If it's 70% likely to be kosher, but you never know, then you should check. But if it's 99% likely to be kosher, then you don't even have to check, right? That goes back to the bugs, right? There could be bugs in anything. Did anyone ever tell you you have to check your apple for bugs? You know, there's a bug wormed its way in and then the hole grew over and whatever. Could be. It could be. I bet 1/10,000th of the time it happens. Well, I might say you don't have to check for things which are so unlikely because you don't just have a rove. You have a vada here. So it could be that, I think, if you didn't want to be a 21st century London, you just want to be a very cautious kid. You could say they're not arguing about fancy lungs or chayim. They're just arguing qualitatively what amigo is. They're arguing quantitatively what amigo is. Tosos says amigo is a raya gemura. It's a vadai. If it's a vadai, then can't say but still double check. Can't say well it's a vadai, but you still have to swear. If it's a vadai, then we know that I'm right. Then there's no suffix anymore. And the Rana said no, amigo is not a vadai. Come on, it's not so strong. Migo is maybe a suffix, maybe a rove, right? But it's not a vadai. Migo is a suffix or migo is a rove. But migo is not a vadai. Look, maybe it's hard to say migo is a suffix gomer because we use migo in Isurim also. So maybe that would be going a little too far to say it's just a 50-50 something. But Migo's like a rove. Migo's like a 51% rove. 51% rove can pater me from mamum. But it's not going to pater me from shvua, because I still have to be mevarer. Right? However, it's also say it's like a 99% rove. What do you mean? The question's been answered. We know what happened. We know that I'm telling the truth. Nothing more to talk about. That would be a very simple way to explain another argument about Migu. That would fit with the Sma and the Taz. However, you could also say they're arguing about Shvua. What do I mean by they're arguing about Shvua? That's a little trickier. What do you mean by arguing about Shvua? Shvua is a Shvua. But what does the Rush, what line does the Rush say that sounds intriguing and perhaps important? When he takes on the Rinugas, what is he? He says two things. First of all, why should you differentiate between Mammon and Shvua? Anyone who wants to differentiate has to give me an explanation. And then what does he add on?
Shvua
is Mammon. He says, what do you mean? It's not just like you have to if you differentiate between anything, you'd have to give me an explanation. But Shvua is Mammon. What is Shvua? Shvua means you have to pay money unless you swear. This isn't some totally different thing. Right? Shvua isn't some totally different thing. Like we say, it's not like we say, oh, well, you don't have to pay money. There's just some other thing. You know, you have to smile at him and shake his hand and tell him you're sorry. I'm a seder. But that's not what we're saying. We're saying, well, you don't have to pay money right now, but if you don't swear, you're going to have to pay money. Right? Shvua is just one detail of whether or not you're chayiv mamon. Until now, we thought there were two ways we could pass. You're chayiv mamon, you're not chayiv mamon. Turns out there's something in between. You're chayiv mamon depending on whether you swear or not. That's what Rush says. Shvua is not something different. Shvua is a chayiv mamon. It's just a chayiv mamon. You know, al tanai, a chayiv mamon with an option, with an alternative. But Shvua is also a chayiv mamon. It's not something different. After all, if you don't swear, as Aaron told me last time, then you have to pay. Okay, he seems to have a very, very nice point there, no? Meaning, what do you mean? Oh, it pops you from Mama, not from Shvua. I'll just say, I'm not swearing. Now what are you going to do? Right? I'm not going to, fine, I won't swear. So, if you don't swear, you have Mama. What do you mean? I'm potter from Mama. Right? So what does it mean? The whole reason to swear is to not pay Mama. Right? So, what does it mean, Taka? That the Rush seems to have a good point. So what's the Rambam going to answer? Now, what the Rambam could answer is,
I skipped some of the more shots that I wasn't as excited about.
You could say, of course, see They're arguing about the shach. They're arguing about different psychological analysis. He says, liars like to swear, and Tosa says liars don't like to swear. You know, they're arguing about psychology. Or maybe the Sma, he says, the Rambam says, Migu is Midrabanan, and Tosa says, Migu is Midoraisa, or you can say it's Midrabanan, they made the Tukan across the board. All right, but let's get back to Shvua. Right? If we want to say there's something very fundamental behind the machlokas, so what's the machlokas then? What? Ishvua mamon or ishvua not mamon? Okay, you said the right code words. Assume we know what that means, right? Basically, the Rush is saying that chiyav shvua is a chiyav mamon. It's just, it's not a vaday chiyav mamon, right? Lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avon, and eid echad cannot finalize the psak of mamon. Right, cannot on his own totally create a psak of mamon. But he can create a possible chi of mamon, create a potential chi of mamon. Right, so what chi of shvua means, you're chai of mamon, unless you swear. What do we say? We could say, you know, Reuven wins, pay money. Shimon wins, don't pay money. But we could say, look, we're somewhere on the border here. It's a borderline case. We're not sure whether Reuven's right or Shimon's right, right? So therefore, what can we do? First of all, advertise in the paper if any Edom came, if any Edom know anything. And there are no Edom who know anything. I don't know, maybe we will try to look for other evidence. We don't find any other evidence. So we say, you know how we machria this case? There are different ways to machria a case. Sometimes you machria based on Shnei Edom. Sometimes based on Chazaka. Sometimes based on Kol Olim Kvar. Sometimes, and sometimes, based on Shvua. Say, if you swear, then that proves you're right. And if you don't swear, that proves he's right. And now, who do we pick to swear? Whoever's the whoever is on the has the lower hand. Is that the opposite of the upper hand? Whoever's the weaker position here, we're going to tell you, look, you have a weaker position here. If you swear, you'll strengthen your position, and we'll believe you. If you don't swear, you have a weaker position, and you're chayiv mamon. So a chi of shvua really is a chi of mamon. It's just a conditional chi of mamon. It's a conditional chiyav mamon. It's a potential chiyav mamon. It's a chiyav mamon with a tanai. In which case, the Rosh seems to have a good point. What are you talking about? Don't give me your smas and don't give me your tazes and don't give me your fancy Rebbe Chanans and all your svaras that say, well, really, you did win the case, just you still have to swear. No. If you won the case, then you don't have to swear. Shua is just one of the details that gets a chiyav mamon. And then what is the Rambam and the Rigash going to say? The Rambam and the Rigash going to say that no, a chi of shvua is not a chi of mamon. Chi of shvua is not a chi of mamon. What is a chi of shvua then? It's not that I really owe money, but if I take the shvua, then I can tilt the scales. It's, you know, it's not like, well, here's this. How do you draw scales? How do you draw those old-fashioned kinds of things? Right? It's not that, well, look, your sides, you have more rise on your side than I do. But if I swear, then, you know, I can put more on my side, and then I'll get away with it. You know, I'll even it out and get away with it. No. Shvuah, I won the case. You can't be motzi mamon free. Right? Kol nishbon v'torn nishbon v'mishalman. Really, ha motzi mechor al v'raya? You don't have a raya? If you don't have a raya, I won. But?
You don't
have a shvuah. No, but why do I have to swear?
An extra beer.
But it's nice to have an extra beer. It's nice to have an extra birur, right? Not because I really didn't win the case. I won the case, right? Shvua, chayav shvua means potter bedin. But, right? But, Chai Levarer, Besdin says, look, you really won, but we'd like to clarify matters further, so take a shvua. Kalechad Efshel Vurim Mevarabina. If we can't be Mevarer, Vatu Medin, let's just But Kol Heicha the Afshar Nevure Mevarabina. Or what's another formulation you could take to explain why you have to swear even though Patr Bedin, based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey? Because they really on Patr. But maybe Chayim Mafayis Daitel Shobal Bayis. You know, really on Patr. I'm Potter, you have no case against it. I won. Most of it all right, you don't have a right, I've tested the moment I won. But, you know what, since you have a Taina, therefore maybe it's nice of me to at least, swear that I'm right, to give you something, to make you feel a little better that your Taina was respected and heard. All right, but it's a chiyuv, it's a separate chiyuv. Really, I won the case. There's just a separate chiyuv of shvuah, and that makes a lot of sense. Migu patches me from mamon, but there's a separate chiyuv of shvuah. Migu's not going to patch me the separate chiyuv of shvuah. Kol Eichad Efshul Vremarina. Why not clarify matters further? We're not threatening me to lose the case. We're just threatening me to take a shvuah. Meaning, it's a... but there's a separate chiyuv Lishava.
Just in terms of like the head bureau of Koi Fadeshra Brewery, right? And also just the second, based on the Gwanda Pabane, that would constitute a Beirut that if I wouldn't be able to be Mavar, then I would Aser.
Okay, so hold that question, because you're absolutely right, of course. Now, this actually gets a little more complicated than the Ramah Halacha L'maisa, so please don't pass the illustrations of Halacha L'maisa without seeing the Chumers of the Achronim. But, talking Me'ikar Adin, right? Me'ikar Adin, everyone knows, Kol Heicha Efshul Levurim V'Varavinan, right? Or five to, you know, Mephayis Dites or Shalal Bayis or something like that. Then, if it's Efshul Levurim V'Varavinan, if it's not Efshul Levurim, then Beseder, then you won the case. Right? Because what Ellie's trying to say here is, and this is something which I was really going to go into a little later about, hey, maybe we'll just get a little wet our appetites or something. What Ellie's trying to say is, you're starting just one step further than we should be now. What Ellie's trying to say is there should be a tremendous nafgamina then. This, if this is really an authentic hakira about the nature of a chiyuv shvuah, does chiyuv shvuah really mean I might have lost the case? And it depends if I swear or not. Right? Does it mean I basically lost the case unless I swear? Or does it mean, no, I won the case, I just have this different chiyuv, totally separate from the mamon, called shvuah. Totally separate, coincidental. I mean, it's not that I really won the case. I just have this separate chiyuv of shvuah. Then, to make you feel better, or to make Bezdin feel better, you know, we'd all feel better if we just felt more comfortable with where we're with the way we're paskining. Then, the tremendous nafkamina would be, what if I can't take a shvua, right? Aaron said last time, what if I refuse to take a shvua? Okay, if I refuse to take a shvua, then I could say that, look, the guy's refusing to take a shvua. If he refuses to take a shvua, then he deserves a knas. But what's even a better case? What if I can't take a shvua? What if I can't take a shvua? What about Eino Yachali Shava? Now, of course, I'm not saying you were making an unwarranted assumption. You were quoting from the Gemara. But what if I'm Einu Yachal Lishava? Right? So that is a, that really should be the nafkamina of this chakira. Right? If a chiv shvua is basically a chiv mamon, then what would you think about a guy who can't take a shvua? What would you think? You would think that mitoch Sheinu Yachal Lishava Meshali. Right? Who says that? I'll give you a clue. He had a nascha. I mean, wasn't his. Not Rabbi Abba, right? Rabbi Abba says, "Mitoch sheni ochel shava mishali." Maybe he really thinks that shvuah is a chi of mamon. However, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Well, you can guess. Right? That's what Shvuah Stav Memei. Rabbi Abba says, Mitoch Sheni Yochali Shava Mishali. Right? But Rav Shmuel say a little differently. Rav Shmuel say, that they say, Chazra Shvuah L'Sinai. Right? They say, okay, so what if you can't swear? Right? You can't swear, the other guy can't swear, no one can swear. So Rabbi Abba says, Chazra Shvuah, the Mishnah says, Chazra Shvuah L'Mikoma. At least one day in the Mishnah. Rambam says means chazra shvua. If you can't swear, you're stuck at the chiv shvua. You have to pay. Rabban Shmuel say chazra shvua l'Sinai. Yeah, you know what? If you're supposed to swear and you can't swear, then it goes back to Sinai. On Sinai, Hashem said everyone should do the right thing, and we hope you're going to listen to that that voice from Sinai. And Lamaisa, what does it mean, Chazra Shvua L'Sinai? Right? They say, if you can't swear, then you get off. I don't really get off. After all, there was Har Sinai. Right? No one really gets off in the end. In the end, there's no such thing as getting away with anything. But, Beit Hayim, you know, you get off that. And it could very well be that this Chakir is the Machlokes Amoraim between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Abba. How we paskin exactly is most people seem to paskin like Rabbi Abba. There are Machlokes Chav and Ramah here. There are Muslims paskin that maybe were Mesupik between them. We'll get that in a second. But this would make a lot of sense in terms of Rav and Shmuel. I know most people paskin like Rabbi Abba, but 100%. Rav and Shmuel says, Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. I know that's a phrase. What it means is that if you can't take your Shvua, then your Shvua just goes. Then the Chiv just goes back and relies on Har Sinai to tell you to be a good person, and you get and you win and you go home scot free. That would make a lot of sense. If Shvua's a separate Chiv. But if you can't have the separate Chiv, then Onus Rachana Patre. Now, if you refuse to do the Chiv, maybe we should punish you. But onus rachana patre, what do you mean? You won the case, you have a chiv to swear. But if you can't swear, then what are we going to do? You can't swear. This could be a very, very fundamental machlokas. Now, just to take that one, okay. I didn't want to get into all the details here, but just one classic mucker. Now, we'll have to see if there's a big machlokas achronim, whether it's the right way to read Tosfos or the next way to read Tosfos. But, if you look for a second okay, Tosfos and Rasul Shekinegu do come in and Daf Hayyam and Aleph. Tosfos has two deis. Well, okay. Well, when we get to it, we'll see how much I'm worried about this. But Shekinegu do come in, the second class Tosfos and Daf Hayyam and Aleph. What does that mean? That means that if a guy is chayv shvua but he's chashud, then the other guy swears. Okay, what if the other guy also can't swear? That's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Abba. It says Tosfos. V'im tomer ma'ishna de b'chashud al shvua shekinegu nishvua v'notel. Why in a chashud does the other guy swear? Amayla reim tov she'en yochel shal mishalim. Why don't we say that if someone's chashud, they can't swear, they should have to pay? Right? Why not say he has to pay? So the first answer is, like if a guy says, I owe you 50 and I don't know the other 50, we make him pay. Says, hold on, if we told a chashid that he has to swear, to pay because he can't swear, then he would have no life. Everyone would make him swear and then get him to pay. Meaning, it would just be ridiculous. It's against tikkun olam. It can't be that there's going to be a guy who always has to pay. So the Rabbanan made a takana. Okay, what is this day in Evit Lukol Shelo? What does this daya sound like? Like, really, mita oraisa, what should be the din of a chashud who has to swear? Someone has to swear but is chashud. Mita oraisa, you should have to pay. But if then everyone will take away all his money, it'll be ridiculous, and they made it takana. Second detail says, we owed the hasam or leishvud oraisa isli alech, ot shavut shalim. Over there he says, look, you're chayim yishvud oraisa, swear. Guy says, swear, don't weasel out of it, don't make excuses, swear. Don't make excuses. Fine, if you make excuses, we're not going to let you get away with it. Aval hacha hu berotzu kishav nanichem l'kach lo mishav. Over here, what do you mean? This guy, he's willing to swear. He just can't because he's a chashid. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not trying to evade his obligation. He's an onus gomer, right? It's not his fault at all. What is Tosfos arguing here? What if the guy can't swear through no fault of his own? Is it his fault that he's a chashid because he stole last year? Yes, but that's not relevant. You know, that's history. He didn't do anything wrong now. Right? So Tosfos says two deos, seemingly. It's a pasuk shot, I think, most circles. So if someone can't swear through no fault of his own, not through fault of his own, through fault of his own, maybe he deserves a kas. But if someone can't swear through no fault of his own, midoraisa, should he pay? Or midoraisa, should he be potter? Two deos in Tosfos. It could be, most circles assume, these two deos in Tosfos are arguing about this chakira. These two Deim Tosfos are arguing about this Chakira, right? So, one Deim Tosfos says, of course you, Amid Rabbanan, you know, we need Tikkun Olam. But, of course you should have to pay. You're a Modim Mitzvahs. You really lost the case unless you swear. If you can't swear, oh, it's not your fault you can't swear. You're being upfront. You're saying, oh, no, I'm ready to swear. It's just a technicality that you can't swear because last year you stole something. Doesn't matter. You're chayiv to pay. This seems to match Tosos on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, which is that a choshed is chayiv l'shalim me'ikradim. Me'ikradim choshed should swear. It's just it's not a practical thing, so they're about a native takana. The other day in Tosos seems to me when we get there, we'll see how this fits in with Rabbi Avraham and Rabbi Shmuel. I'm not saying I won't, just saying that when we get there, we'll see, we'll deal with this much more. You know, Tosos' second day seems to say the Ikaron Choshud Hotter Mila Shalim. Because, what do you mean? It's not his fault that he's not swearing. Right? He's really potter. Oh, we want him to swear. Okay. We want him to swear, but we're not letting him swear. So it's not fair to punish him if we want him to swear, but Bezdin doesn't accept Yeshua. And therefore it's Eif Shalavir. By a chashid, it's Eif Shalavir. So if it's Eif Shalavir, no. So he's potter. Yet everyone agrees the halacha is the other guy swears. And we possibly see the other guy Shua. The question is, what's the Doraisa and what's the Dorabon? It sounds like one day saying Doraisa Yishin Chayiv. Oh, it's not his fault he doesn't swear. It doesn't matter. He lost the case. Second day is saying, no, Mido Raisa should be potter. Why should he be potter Mido Raisa? Because he won the case. There's this other thing called the Chiv Shvuah. If he can't do it, then he can't do it. Then what are we supposed to do? Yes?
And when we were discussing the Yishin Masha Lashomer, the Ramban had a question on the Rush who had a similar opinion to this. And in order to answer off the Rush, we introduced the Shach, who said that, no, the Mitoch Shinu Yachal Yishava, it triggers a new separate Chiyuv Mamon.
Exactly. But is that good or bad for what we're saying now?
It's bad. It's,
exactly.
So that's
okay.
So then it's here in the Rush.
This is a very, very nice Lom Deshuev explaining the Yisod of the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The question is just whether it's true. And it's not so pasha because the Rush and the Rambam seem to actually not hold this way. I'll be the most pasha pshat. So I think you have to put a question mark, not in terms of whether it's a nice svara. It's a beautiful svara. It's a great svara. You know, if the world was only svaras and not actual people with actual shitas, then we'd be done. But in terms of whether they actually hold this, it's not so pashut because, A, on the Rush's side, remember that Rush, right? What's the question mark? The question mark is that the Shach, Al Pi the Pshat in the Rush, said that Mitoch is a new Chiyuv. Not, yes? Can you not read the yellow? I apologize. Okay. This is a question mark. Right, what's the question mark? I'll just point out what the question marks are right here. The question mark on the Rush is that he said in the Sugya Beit Echad, what did he say in the Sugya Beit Echad? Right? Aleph. Gimel says, Mitoch she'enu yachal lishava mishalim is a different din, not part of the Chiyuv Shvuah. The Rush sounded like Mitoch Shein Yoch L'Shav is not part of the Chiyuv Shvuah. So the Recha Pash from Shvuah, but not from Mitoch Shein Yoch L'Shav Mishalim. That's different. He made it sound like Mitoch Shein Yoch L'Shav Mishalim is a new din for different, which is not the original Chiyuv Shvuah. What would it be as a new din? As a new din, L'Chur, what it would mean is that if you were Chayiv Shvuah and then made a suspicious taina to get out of it, then that's proof that you're a liar. Right? So, but according to Rosh Chakir, he was saying, no. Mitoch Sheinuch L'Shalim is not different from Chiyuv Shvuah. That is Chiyuv Shvuah. Chiyuv Shvuah means Chiyuv Mamon. Right? So that's a little dachuk in the Rush. If we wanted to, unless and you say like the Ketzos. Remember, the Ketzos actually said the Rosh didn't mean Mitosh and Erech L'Sham Mishalim. He meant Eni Dim Praticha. So the Ketzos says the Rosh didn't mean it, if you go back to your notes. But according to the Pashup Shad and the Rosh, like the Shach, it's a little Dochuk. It's also a little Dochuk in the Rambam, because there's a Rambam who says, the Rambam is like in... someplace. There's a Rambam someplace. Where is it? Shelu B'Kavan Hei Vav, who actually sounds like the first day of Tosfos. That even if through no fault of your own you can't swear, you should still have to pay. So I admit, although you could interpret the Rambam differently, but certainly the Rambam sounds like he agrees with first answer in Tosfos. So it could very well be that even though this is a nice analysis, it's not true. Meaning the Rambam himself, that's not his reason, because really he's on the other side of Hakira. The Rosh himself, that's not his reason, really he's on the other side of Hakira. And one of the other explanations is correct. So Lemaisa, this is certainly one possible way of explaining the Yesod Tzvachlokes. Whether that's the actual sheet of the Rambam and the Rosh, it's possible, but not the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot is that this is not the real explanation of their Machlokes.
On that side, would you have to take one of the positions within this? Because I would have thought that you would have to take the Chishkua is not part of the Zachim, or else you could say Kohatayan is that you.
Yes, the Pashup Shot is that if you take one of the first two, you would have to take the non-Chi of Momo side of the Chakira. In which case you can say, oh, doesn't the Rambam sound like he has a chiyum on the side of the Hakira? Because I just told you he sounded like the first day in Tosos. So you can get out of it. And we will get out of it. But you're right, you might have to get out of that in any case. I agree.
Just before we even get to the whole I was just thinking in general, Kalitha Devshur Lebrid Marim, and you don't end up doing it, is that Asra?
So that's the Ramah that I mentioned. Ramah actually makes it sound... The Pashup Shot is not... The Ramah actually makes it sound like a very, very big Chumrah that it does Asr something. He actually is a little further. Makes it sound like maybe even if it's not a Shalavar, it Asrs it in the end, which is a very, very peculiar Chiddush LaHalacha. But the simple shot is that...
I'm saying without the Ravah, even if you want to say, meaning you don't even get the Rav Shmuel before that, you wouldn't say that you'd be chayv him up, you know? It's hard to understand that if it's going to make you chayv him up, and if like in Dina Yisurim, it's not even Asr the Chesh.
Correct, and the answer I think would be that not swearing never makes you, well, no, unless you say the answer is a Knas, just like by Yisurim.
No, what I'm saying about it is that by Yisurim, there is, we're not saying it's
Well, the truth is, Ramah was even if you could have and then you didn't and then you couldn't anymore. It could be that if you still can, it gets a little complicated because if you still can be Mavara, then it's not Asur or Mutter. You just have to be Mavara. You still have to be Mavara. So that does get a little tricky, but I hear your Taina. What you're saying is, why should anyone who's chayav shvua ever have to pay momo? If you say Shvua is a separate chiyuv,
I just think it would require a better hezer than Esher Koma Kadeshim.
Aha, okay.
You need to come on to a better hezer other than like, oh, if you want to be Mavar, it's like a nice thing. You'd have to say something a little bit stronger.
Okay, correct. Correct. You might. What you're saying is you might have to say something a little stronger than Kol Hech the Esher Levarim Arena, which I admit. The truth is that you could say something a little stronger, then you can complicate it even more, which I don't want to yet, but everyone knows the Gemara at the very end of Masechet Shavuos. Darshan is the Pasuk, Zet Dvar Shmita. What's the Drasha? Right? at the very end of the penultimate parak in Maseches Shavuos. So that's pretty close. Shavuos goes to Daf Memtes. The seventh parak ends on Memtes Amalef. Says Vahashviyas Mishametes is Hashua. Menah Mili Amar Gidol Amarav Dol Makra Zed Dvar Hashmita Afilu Dibur Mishametes. Right? Zed Dvar Hashmita Shvita Mishamit Dibur. Meaning Shmita is Mishamit Hashua. And this is going back to something I said before, just not on the board. Now, what does this mean? Shmita is Mishametes Hashua. Meaning, if I'm Chayav Hashua, then after Shmita, the Shmita's Ksafim, and I'm Potter from the Shvua. Now, a little funny, if Chayav Shvua really means being Chayav Mamon, then we already know Shmita is Mishami Mamon, right? Which you could get out of. You could say there's a Havi, it wasn't Mishami Mamon, that's in the middle of the process of Bezdin. Okay, but the simple shot is that Dvara Shmita, that what does it mean if I'm Chayav Shvua? There is a Chov here, but it's a Chov of, what's the Lashon? Of Dibur, right? I don't have a Chov Mamon, I have a Chov Dibur. We don't know. Is Shmita Mishami the Chov Dibur or not Mishami the Chov Dibur? So the answer is Zedvar Shmita Mishami the Chov Dibur. It sounds like Shmita is not a Chiv Mamon, but it's not just Halach Kel Hechad Efshar either. And that's what Ellie's saying to make you more comfortable, which I agree with. Or it's a Chov, right? A chovat shvua, meaning a chov dibur, a pi pashup shot in the Gemara in the end of Shavuos. You could say Shavuos is a separate chiyuv, but it's not just that it's cute to be mevarer. This is more what I meant by the five daitch of Shabbat Abayi. It's not just that it's cute to be mevarer. It's that I really owe you a shvua. I don't owe you mamon, right? But I owe you a shvua. Now, what do I mean to owe you a shvua? To owe you a shvua is not motzi mechaveru. To owe you a shvua means I have a chovas gavra, right? That I owe you a shvua. What does it mean? You have a tainan bezdin. You don't have enough proof to win, right? You didn't win the case against me. You don't have enough proof to win the case against me. However, it's a gzeiras akasov that if you have a certain level of proof in bezdin, you have a strong tainan against me, even though you lost the case and I don't owe you money, I owe you a shvua. Now, why should I owe you a shvua? Because l'maisa, you'll feel better if I swear. Why will you feel better if I swear? Because if I swear truthfully, then maybe you'll feel like, oh, maybe I was really right in the first place, maybe you made a mistake, maybe you didn't even know, and you'll feel better. And if I swear falsely, then why will you feel better? Because you know that I'm going to burn in hell, and in the end, you know, I won't have the last laugh. Right, everyone? Right, again, this is back to those who are at my Tshuva Drasha. You know, Chaim the Butcher in his discussion with Ursin Mazzelli, that the money I can handle, I just don't want you to have the last laugh. Right? So if you swear, that makes me feel better than you, Masha. Because either, Taki, you were right and I retract and I can move on with my life, or I know I'll get the last laugh and I can move on with my life. Which again, whether you should feel that way or not is a pashas ignore as you should. Shvuah halal shneihem. Obviously, it's a higher madrega to not want someone to burn in hell. But okay, I do have regular people. So it could be that maybe that would make Ellie feel a little better. That you don't have to say if it's not a chiyuv mamon. The other option besides not a chiyuv mamon isn't just efshar l'ruvei. The other option besides a chiyuv mamon might mean a chiyuv shvua. Whoever heard of a chiyuv shvua? Well, I mean, first of all, that's lush chayiv to swear. But I owe you a shvua. Why do I owe you a shvua? Because you feel better if I at least give you the satisfaction of a shvua. And that's the simple pshat, all the modern day achronim, not the classic achronim, but the modern day achronim, Radaik, Arishim Shkap, and others, from the Gemara, almost the end of Sech Shuos from Tesson Aleph, is that Dvar Hashmita, the Dibur Mishametes, it sounds like, yeah, you could read it that Mamon Shetoli, the Dibur Mishametes, right? But you could read it as Dibur Mishametes. What is it? Dibur Mishametes. Something's only Mishtamate if I owe it to someone. If I owe it to you, that shows I owe you a deeper. I went into court, I may or may not owe you money. We're working off the assumption in Pesach that I don't owe you money, but I do owe you a deeper. And we're not sure if Shemitah is Mishami, owing people who owe their friends deepers. So Kamash Volan, that it is. So that is a very, very possible formulation. Okay, if you look in Rishon Mishkaf, it makes it a little more complicated. Maybe that would make you feel a little better. Then it really makes sense that if I owe you something, and I Baruchim don't pay it, or even, you know, Harama don't pay it, then we should punish me. Although clearly, if I owed you a deeper, and it's no fault of my own that I don't pay it, then I shouldn't deserve anything. And you should say, like the first day in Tosos, and you should say, the second day in Tosos, and like Rav and Shmuel. I mean, if I owe you the deeper and I can't pay it through no fault of my own, then maybe we shouldn't punish me.
The whole notion, though, that he owes him a shvua. Once Bezdin is handling this, he doesn't know. In other words, he has to have a munah in the integrity of the Bezdin.
He does, but Hashem said, yeah, but Hashem told the Bezdin they should be mechayim a shvua, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with him anymore. It's not personal.
Maybe. No, it wouldn't if Bezdin would tell him we closed the case. But if Bezdin...
That's to satisfy Bezdin, not to satisfy that.
No, that's exactly what the Pasuk shot, and somebody later affirmed with Daito, you want Shavuos, that's to satisfy him, not Bezdin. And the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei says Shavuos Lefayis Daito Shabal Abayis, keep in mind. Now, we said maybe that's a special thing that Shavuos is showing. But the... Okay, one last word.
Even if it is a beer bird, it doesn't happen. It's not exactly the same spirit from Mr. Hector. Otherwise, we have to end every single case with Shua. You can always be Varu by making every side swear, and after Varu, Varina, and then we'll come up to the decision best. You can make every person swear every time.
No, we only need a viewer when it's in the
Okay, you're right. Although, maybe we do, except for the fact that some people have a Chazak and Anime is putting Vechuk Balchov on their side. Right? Obviously, if you, let's just...
I can get rid of the actual bar. If I can always get bar more.
Where's Raps? Are you in charge?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you still counting on Pardo?
No, I'll give it up on Pardo.
And Chanam, you're on a chat, we'll call you Shayab, we'll be tight. But Bentayim, okay, let's just for a moment. Asina Lahacha, we're basically asking a very fundamental chakira about the nature of Chiyuv Shvua. Is Chiyuv Shvua really a chiyuv mamon, or really is pater b'mamon, it's a chiyuv birur, or lefayis daito, meaning chobas dibur, right? Chiyuv birur, lefayis daito. The one nafkamina we suggested is, what sugya does this tie into? Maybe it ties into the sugya of migu lav turei mishvua. If it's mamon, then we should say like the Rush, that it does pater you mishvua. If it's really if Shua is really separate here, and Migu is not 100% proof, because Migu is 100% proof, there's nothing to talk about, 100% proofs do everything, then maybe it shouldn't. Although, again, I'm not promising you. I have four of the possibilities that are on my the Rush, and you might either have to take those four other possibilities or be a little nidchak in a different Rush and different Rama. This should also affect the whole question of mitoch she'enu yochel lishava mashalim. According to the Rush, it makes perfect sense to say like Rabbi Abba, that mitoch she'enu yochel lishava mashalim. If you say it's a separate chiyuv, maybe you shouldn't have to pay if you're enu yochel lishava. Either way, if you refuse to swear, you're going to have to pay. If you refuse to swear, you're going to have to pay, but that doesn't bother me, because maybe that's a kenas. You deserve to pay if you refuse to swear. Or, the Maisa, we basically pass like Rabbi Abba. Meaning, no one passes like Rabbi Shmuel, at least the Vados, and even those who pass like Rabbi Shmuel, Misafeg, you know, maybe it's only in some cases. So another possibility is, if you don't want to be so radical, or you could say, this is the machlokas, the Tzos brings down a machlokas between himself and the Morashach in, I'll give you a Meir Mokum for Tzos, I won't even mention, now Ayin Hei, Sevkot and Yud Aleph, you could say that everyone agrees, L'kuli Alma, Mitov She'ein Yochel Lishava, Mishalim. But if Yol Shua is a Chiyav Mamon, you would say like the Ktsos, that Mishalim Mina Torah, and maybe everyone agrees Mitov She'ein Yochel Lishava, Mishalim. But if Yol Shua is really a Chiyav Mamon, you're Mishalim Mina Torah. Yol Shua is really potter for Mamon. It's just a chiyav to give him the deeper he wants, or to be mevarer things that make us give us extra clarity. Then maybe there is a mitoshi yochel lishav mishalim. But that's only a takana midrabana mitoshi yochel lishav mishalim for tikkun olam, because they thought that people were using these psurim unfairly and trying to get out of shmuas. So to keep people from trying to get out of shmuas, you know, after all, everyone who's chayv b'shvua is going to figure out a way to make it ki'ilu he can't swear. He's going to pull a nasa to Rabbi Abar, he's going to pull a lo yadan. So every time you want to chayv b'shvua, just say, I don't know. All right, I win. You know. So okay, so therefore for tikkun olam, they said, if you can't swear it, really you shouldn't have to pay, but for tikkun olam, you do have to pay. Or, perhaps, you could say, l'kuli alma mitok she'er yochel lishavam mishalim, go back to Tosos. If you say every Yeshua was a Chiyav Mamon, then Afilu. Then you could say that every Einu Yochali Shava is Mishalim, and that is the first day in Tosos. Every Yochel Shava is Mishalim. Right? Even if it's not his fault. But if Yochel Shava is a separate Chiyav, you might say, what would you say? That only an Einu Yochel Lishava Beharama Uvepshia is Mishalim. Why? Because that is a new Knas. If he makes a harama of Einu Yochel Lishava Mishalim, what's a harama? You say I owe you 100, I say 50, I owe you 50, I don't know. Oh, come on, that's obviously a trick. You can't get away with that. We'll make you be Mishalim. Or Nasa Drav Abba. You have one aid that I stole your iPod. I say, oh, you have an aid I stole your iPod? Okay, you're right, I did steal your iPod. That's because it was really mine and you stole it from me yesterday. So that's the kid Nasa Drav Abba. Right, in chafi, di chafi. Some things are harama, are pshia, are clearly it's your own fault for not swearing. If it's your own fault for not swearing, then we'll make you pay. You did something wrong here. You cast suspicion on yourself. And that's what we meant by the shachwa. It's a new chiyuv. Perhaps a new chiyuv. But a regular einu yochel lishava is potter. And that is the second day in Tosos. What do you mean? This guy's potter. He's a chasher's Einu Yochel Lishava. It's not his fault. Okay. Then you still have to get into what we pass like. That still might end up being like Rabbi Shmuel in their case, but we'll leave that for now. So that might be, basically, if you wanted to make it a little more complicated, the problem is, of course, that there's a Ramam Raven in Sheilu Pikadon, Hey Vav. And this is why I'm not so sure it says Ramam Raven. This seems to classically, the Ramam seems to be on the other side of the spectrum. The Ravid says, "Hasam habili made of yarumehu dekamarin." The only time that your mitoshin yochel shavas mshalim is when someone is pulling a harama. Someone makes themselves not able to swear by pulling a trick, like say, "Oh, you want me to swear? I'm not sure if I owe you the money or not." Ah, you want me to swear that I didn't take your iPod? I did take your iPod. You stole it from me yesterday. That's our Rama. The Rama seems to hold that even, well, not so clear, but and this is also, let me just point this out, this is the Ravid, and Shela Upikadon Heva. He says the only time you have to swear is if you should have been able to swear and you're making a harama and the other guy has a strong kainan against you. That's when you talk to Yochel Shav Mishali. Like the guy says, you owe me 100, and I say, I owe you 50, I don't know if you owe 50. Come on, man, you're clearly trying to pull a shtick on us. Clearly you're lying. But an innocent in Yochel Shav, like the case of, you gave me something, and I carelessly lost it, and I'm not sure. Yet you gave me, I don't know, a bushels of wheat, and I carelessly put them in my storehouse, and I forgot how many they were. You say it was 100 bushels, I say, not sure, maybe it was only 50 bushels. So he says, then, it's not my fault. Like, how am I supposed to know exactly how many bushels? And then the rabbi says, takam pachim l'shalim. Then the rabbi says, takam pachim l'shalim. The rabbi says, v'chayi l'shalim. Maybe because the Rambam's really not where we thought he might be, but maybe the Rambam says this case is pshia, and pshia might be as bad as harama. Okay, let's just end with one thing with the Nesivas. The Nesivas says it's possible that, now the Nesivas is asking a question that's not really a good question. What's the Nesivas' kasha on the Rimigash and the Rambam? His kasha on the Rimigash and the Rambam is, how can you say there's no miyulah tur mishvua? V'ha'amar Rabba mod mitzvahs ha'ini yishuv ma'amar tor mitzvah nishava. And Rabba's question was, he should be punched with a midah. So what do you do with that, Rambam and Rimigash? Now, of course, is that a valid question on the Rambam and Rimigash? It's valid for the Nesivas because he didn't have a copy of the Rimigash, right? But he only knew that the Rimigash was quoted. Even so, I guess maybe quoted some people. But really, what would the Rambam and Rimigash answer? How could you say Migu doesn't punch you from Shua? Doesn't our Gemara say Migu would punch you from Shua if not for the fact that it's Haza? What would the Rambam and Rimigash say? They would say, that's not what our Gemara means, right? Rabba wasn't asking Migu should pot you from Shua. It's obvious Migu doesn't pot you from Shua. Rabba was asking a different question. What different question? Either you'd say Rabba's asking why he's going for a whole potter, or, like we said, like, not we, right? We saw the Ramban saying for the Ramban. Rabba's asking why the Torah is Machayev you, not why you don't have Migu. Rabba's asking a different question. So really, he doesn't have a good kasha on the Rimigash. Because the Rimigash already dealt with Modem Mitzas. And he said, clearly, Rabba's not asking the question you should be potter with a Migu. But what does the Nesiva say? In Brisker terminology, what does the Nesiva say? He says Tveitinim, right? What's the Tveitinim of the Nesivos? The Nesivos says, now this is a big machlokas, this is a machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos. The Nesivos says, the Nesiva says, the Rambam and Rimigash are right, or he says they're only talking about one kind of shvuah, but not about another kind of shvuah. How would you divide the shvuahs? What kind of shvuahs really makes sense that the guy might be chayiv mamon? And what kind of shvuahs don't really make sense that the guy might be chayiv mamon? What kind of shvuah makes the most sense that the guy really deserves to pay money? That's not what you should have said. Eid echad. Eid echad taka, the guy has an eid echad against it. And maybe you could even stretch that to Modem Mitzas. He says, Eid Echad and Modem Mitzas, says the Nesivos, those are really Chayiv Mamon. Those, he says, Mitoch, She'eno Yochel Lishava, Mishalim.
Is the Nesivos suggesting this for the Rambam and Rimigash?
He's suggesting it for the Rambam and Rimigash, but it can't be. He's suggesting it for the Rambam and Rimigash. It's just, it can't be, because the Rambam and Rimigash really say their Shita, even about Modem Mitzas. Right? Nesivos, Vidas HaRambam. And the Rimigash. Just, it's not true. The Rambam and Rimigash don't make this look. But the Nesivas makes it for them. So he says, by Eid Echad Modem Mitzas, you really chayiv mamon. In Tov Shein Echol Hashem Mishalim. But, by Shavuos HaShomrim, Shavuos HaShomrim, why? Because Eid Echad Modem Mitzas, there's really evidence against you. What's the evidence against you in Shavuos Eid Echad? Obviously. The Eid Echad. What's the evidence against you in Modem Mitzas?
Me.
That he has a strong taina and you have a weak taina. Right? So by Eid Echad Modem Mitzas is evidence against you. How about Shavuos HaShomrim? Is there evidence against you by Shavuos HaShomrim? You give me your cattle watch. I say it was stolen. Is there any evidence? What do you say?
You can go both ways. always on that.
What do you say? Shvuos HaShomrim. What do you say?
Yeah, there is evidence. You gave me cow. Now there is no cow.
Hold on. But I say it was stolen. Does anyone say it wasn't stolen? No, you don't know. You weren't there, right? No one even says that I'm wrong. There's not even a taina that I'm wrong, right? Meaning, there's no evidence against me at all in Shvuos HaShomrim. There was a cow. You don't know what happened. There are no aid in what happened. The owner doesn't know what happened. I'm the only person who was there. And I say it was Nansu. So, is there evidence against me? No. There's no evidence against me. If there's no evidence against me, why does a Shomer have to swear if there's no evidence against him? So, you might say, to make the guy feel better, right? Or the Nesiva says, it's a chash bin de dummy. Because since Nensu is the kind of thing that depends on the circumstance and is a matter of interpretation, may, you know, was it really Nensu? Was it really Pshia as a matter of interpretation? To make sure that I think about it, clearly the Torah put a shvu on me. But the Torah didn't put a shvu on me because I have evidence against me. The Torah put a shvu on me to encourage me to think about my interpretation of the events. That's called chash b'didami. Not because there's evidence against me, just to make sure that I'm careful. What?
Isn't this the Ramban? It was chash b'didami or basik kodum b'nehem.
Exactly.
So there's nothing. Oh, meaning the Nesivah is just...
No, because what you do with that.
Okay.
So the Nesivah says, fundamentally, there's two different kinds of shvuas in the Torah. Shvuas modem is zeich, and it's really a chi of mamon. With a condition of shvuah. Shvuas HaShomer is really p'turmi mamon. It's really just your chayit to swear. Why am I chayit to swear? To make sure that I'm a dayik, to make sure that I'm careful, and I think twice. It's just to make me think about it carefully. Not because there's any suspicion against me. And therefore, he says, that within the sheet of the Rambam, that... Eino yachal yishava is pater by Shvuos HaShomer. A shomer who can't swear is pater. I know that a lot of toasts in the Russian, a lot of Rishonim hold otherwise. This is his interpretation of the Rambam. A shomer can't swear is pater. A mudu mitzas, or someone with an eid echad who can't swear, is chayiv. And therefore, says the Nesivas, going back to our original tying everything back, he says, migu would be poter from Shvuos eid echad and modem mitzas. But, einom remigu liftor mishvuas hashomrim. That's the tzvei dinim in the Nesivas. The Nesivas in the end said both sides of the Chakira are right. Says there's two kinds of shvuas. Shvuas hashomrim is just try to be extra careful. Try to think twice and be extra careful about things. It's a totally separate mechayev. If it's a totally separate mechayev, then Migu can't pat you from it. What do you mean? Why should Migu pat you from the obligation to think carefully? Even if you're a Migu, it's still worth thinking carefully, right? But Mitoshen Yochashava is pater. If you can't swear, Shvuos HaShomer, you're pater. Again, if you refuse to swear, then maybe you're chayiv. That's you're in contempt. But if you can't swear, then you're pater. As opposed to Mod Misnei Echa, that's evidence against you. If there's evidence against you, then that's really a chiyuv mamon, just with a condition. If it's really a chiyuv mamon, Migu should pat to you. And if it's really a chiyuv mamon, then if you can't swear, mitokshen yechol yishava, mishalim. That's the compromise of the Nesivos. Okay, so we've seen today, we didn't actually get to the Makor sheet we're supposed to get to today, what we've seen today is a fundamental machlota, whether Migu passed from Shua. We had three or four ways of saying maybe they're arguing about Migo, they're arguing about psychology, they're arguing about Torah Panah Raisa, or maybe they're arguing about Lundus of Rabbi Chanan's Chakira, or just how powerful Migu is, how strong the Vira Migu is. The other possibility, although that other possibility is a little dochah, because you have to say like the Ktsos against the Shach, or the dochah Ktsos against the Pasha Shach that we saw a few years ago, as Josh pointed out. Okay. It could be, Ktosis, right? It's been known to happen, correct. Is that they're arguing about the nature of Chi Yeshua, and in any case, it's a very, very important question about what the nature of Chi Yeshua. Is Chi Yeshua really Chi of Mamon, just with a condition, with a clause, or is Chi Yeshua really just a Chi of Bez and Yavara, or Chi of to the guy that you owe him the satisfaction? Based on the Faizdaitim Shabbal Bias, and based on, based on the Gemara Shvuos Dachim Tesem Aleph of Afilu Dibur Mishametes, which sounds like you owe him a Dibur if you take it on the simplest level. And then we pointed out that if that's a true Chakira, that affects not only Migul of Turi L'Shvuah, but Eli said that affects what happens if you can't swear. don't swear, but even better, can't swear. Said Taka, maybe it does. Maybe that's the machlokas on Arum, you can't swear. Or at least that's machlokas whether it's a real din or a tikkun olam. Or at least it's machlokas whether it's only a real din when you're doing something additional wrong by doing Arama. Or it's a real din that's in the nature of the original chiyuv shvuah to start with. And all of this, may we'll have a chance, Lee Netter, in this paragraph to come back to and tie into even more sugyas. And then the Nesiva said, yeah, you put this chakira together properly. You just didn't realize that there's no one right answer. There's two right answers to the chakira, because one kind of shvuah is just a chiyuv to double check and to think hard about something so that you're not saying the dummy, so that you're not making unwarranted interpretations, so that you're not jumping to conclusions. And that has no chiyuv moment inside, and therefore migu doesn't talk to you. The other kind of chiyuv shvuah is when the evidence is really against you. You have a taina against you, and you have even more than that. That's really a hidden chiyuv, that's really a thinly, or rather a almost complete chiyuv mamon. It's a real chiyuv mamon, migo, patches you. And anyone here learned Rav Rosenzweig's shir? Those who learned Rav Rosenzweig's shir will remember one of our favorite Rav Rosenzweig principles. Here we have a case where basically the Sivas and what this whole one is saying is that the stronger a chiyuv shvuah is, the more migo will pop you from it. As a Roosevelt likes to say, it strengthens its weakness. What that means, don't wonder why. What are we saying? If chiyuv shvuah is really, really strong, then migo pops you. But if it's really, really weak, then migo doesn't pop you. Exactly. If chiyuv shvuah is really, really strong, then you need a real proof to create it. And migo can't pop you because migo is not a real proof. If I have a migo, the other guy doesn't have a real proof. If chiyuv shvuah is very weak, it's really not a chiyuv, but it has no money inside it. It's just a chiyuv to do a nice thing, whether to Bezdin or to your friend, be Alma, then migu can't pop you from it. Because in order to create such a weak chiyuv, all you need is a shtickel suffix. And even with the guys in migu, you still have a shtickel suffix. Theoretically, you could also say this might, if you want to go back to Modi Mitzas, this might be totally on, which we'll come back to. How much do you need to create a chiyuv shvuah Modi Mitzas? Remember, Rashi and Baba Kama said, which Tosfos rejected, that any time he creates a chiyuv modi mitzas, just a kofar kol gets out of it through his chazaka and another makes panav. If anything created a chiyuv, then it would probably not be a chiyuv. Tosfos says, and Baba Kama, which we'll come back to very soon, that only a modi mitzas where it's nirak v'shakar creates a chiyuv shvuah. Only in the Rav Shaker creates a chiyuv shvuah, then maybe that would make more sense. If you're creating a real chiyuv moment, it would need to be at least nearer the guys in Shaker. But we will come back to all of this, Be'ez Namnot. And, we'll have to come back to sheet number 9, Amir Tzasha, next time. Maybe I'll give out sheet number 10 somewhere in the middle. We could probably spend a few more minutes, meanwhile, on sheet number 9. What? Shoes, my hang, no?